Recording in progress.
Oh, you're live. You're live. What's up, everybody?
We're live.
With Sarah.
Exciting. We're going to get rid of all of our note takers so that nobody can see those. Sound
We're
fine, not
live. What's
for you.
Say yes and figure it out.
There we go. So it's showing me that it's still waiting to set it up, but it is. It's live, I guess. Do you want your note
Yeah,
taker in
it's
there?
live. No. No, kick her out.
Okay.
Oh, my phone is stalling, but it said we were live. It says you're live. It has like a
Okay, well
red
then we're just gonna
circle around this.
we're just gonna act like we're live then.
You're like, I'm not convinced we're live.
I know.
Yeah, I can see you.
Okay, then we're live is what it is. We're just it's gonna be amazing. Thanks for joining me, Kristen.
Oh my God, Sarah. I owe you a trip somewhere amazing because tell me all the things. Okay, let's
Okay.
just tell people who we are. Don't let me take
Okay.
control, but let's tell people who we are
Take
for those people who
control.
don't know you or know me.
Let's go. Yeah. Let's go. Go ahead. Okay, me. I am
Yes.
Sarah. This is my channel. Probably. Maybe it's not. I don't know. We'll see where we are in the universe. I'm looking to see if I'm live. It shows I'm live. There's that red circle. So we'll see if everybody can see it or if it's just like you and me who can see it. But I think it's good. We're gonna assume it's going swimmingly, right? That's what we're gonna do.
I'm gonna try
I
to
think
like
it's perfect.
go. I'm gonna go live on. Oh, this is fun.
Going
Wait,
live, I'm
hold a
going
second.
live. Oh.
On Instagram, what if I
Let's
go live Instagram recording us sitting here?
it.
Is
Let's just do
that
it. Who even cares? What's the worst that's gonna happen, right? I don't know.
fun? Three, two, one. We're
We're just already
also live
live, so
on
okay.
Instagram.
Okay, so it's live there too. It's live, we're live everywhere in the whole world.
So now I must know who you are.
Okay, I am Sarah Verhoff. And I am Kristen and I met, has it even been a year? Maybe a year ago? I don't know. We'll
July
say
or
a
May? No, July.
year-ish. In person in
Yeah.
July, but what? We met at the Supernova Challenge thing in like May or whenever it was.
Oh yeah,
July.
because you were online, you were virtual. You were
Yeah.
virtual.
Yeah, it was virtual.
Okay.
I have this random fan on now that's showing me it's live. I don't know if I'm on. It's being really weird. Okay. Anyways, so yes, I am Sarah. We are friends. This is so fun. We're going live somewhere and it's just fine. Yeah, Kristen and I. So, who am I? I'm Sarah. I live in Florida, sunny, gorgeous Florida, and I love it. And I've lived all over, but Florida's pretty magical.
I miss Florida. Well,
Have
what's up,
you
everybody?
lived here or have you just
Yeah.
visited?
No, I lived there for 5 years.
Really?
I know. I live I'm I it every like my closest people know it's my biggest regret leaving. I mean, I went from one sunshine state to another. It's
Right.
like world's not that hard. But I was in South Florida. I was in like Pompano Beach, Fort Lauderdale. Sarah's just trying to figure out still if she's live somewhere, so don't mind
Yeah, it's,
her.
I think I'm not, it's like freaking out. But anyways, I'm listening to you, I promise. I'm gonna do it
Well,
just
you know what?
here. I'm going into the vent.
What's up, everybody? Well, we're definitely live on Instagram.
Okay, well, cool.
But I know you want to know, you want to know, you want to know. Listen, here's the fastest way to see. I'm going to open up a new tab
I don't know why
and
it's
I'm
being
going
weird.
to.
It was like doing like flashing. So I think it's not actually working.
Oh, yeah, you're no longer. Oh, you're right. No, you're no longer live. So Instagram doesn't matter. Let's pause and fix it.
Okay, so
Stay tuned.
yeah, right? I don't know why it's being so.
My baby daddy wa is watching. What's up, G?
Oh, nice. Hey, thanks for watching, man.
We're
So we're gonna
troubleshooting.
go. Troubleshooting life. Well, so do I go there? Invalid parameters.
Oh, I always get that too. Okay. Am not the expert, but if you kick out read.ai meeting notes,
Oh, I thought I did. Did I not
no.
kick that one out? No, that one's not kicked out. Hold on. This is really funny because I don't usually have a hard time with this stuff.
I always have hard times.
Remove. Remove. Sorry. Ta-da. Now you're gone. Is everybody watching us mess up? I do. I
No.
used to be able just to go live really, really easy, but whatever. Okay, so now. So streaming, custom streaming. So sometimes if I just go live on Facebook, it seems to work better, but should we do the custom live? Just live on
That was
Facebook.
what I was. You were already like, it was already trying to go live on your main page. So if it's content like, it's not for me to say, but like if it's content like this, I just go live on my main page because it eliminates the need for the custom streaming stuff.
Gotcha. Perfect. Boom, boom, boom on your market set. Because it was live for a minute and then it was like boom, 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 boom. Like,
I saw it. I saw it. It's
yeah,
on your page.
freaking out. So it says it's setting it up again. So we may get started and we may introduce ourselves this whole time. Allow myself to introduce myself.
Myself.
Hey, there it is
Is it
for real.
working?
Yeah.
Okay, let me delete this one that's not working. Okay, hang on. What's up, everybody?
That's what we're going to say this whole
Move
time
to
for the next 45 minutes. What's up? And we're going to say our names over and over.
Oh, it's still like tweaking out. No, that was 4 minutes ago. Just kidding.
No,
Just
yeah.
kidding.
This one's good.
Hi,
Do you see
there
us?
we
This is good.
are.
There we are.
Okay, I'm in for it.
We did it.
Right, we're
Oh,
live on your
awesome.
platform, on my platform,
Everybody's
on
platform.
Instagram.
Nice. Here we go. Fantastic.
Okay.
Hello. Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. All right, here we go. Kristen, welcome. I'm streaming out to all my friends and the people that I know. So let's talk about you because they already know me. We're already friends. We're already chilling. So this is my friend, Kristen. So tell us about yourself, Kristen.
I'm a two-time best-selling author.
How
I'm
does
a three.
that feel?
I know that's amazing. It feels amazing. It does. It really like shout out to everybody who's helped to make my newest book, Say Yes and Figure It Out, a bestseller. And I'm a three-time award-winning entrepreneur. Oh my God, Sarah.
That. Yours doesn't have a Disney magnet as a bookmark, though. So there's that.
Oh, but mine has my child playing baseball, so
Oh, okay. Don't you like what we use as bookmarks? I don't know. What do I
yes.
got? Cram it in there.
Okay.
Three-time award-winning.
Entrepreneur. I know it's like the ninja hack of all ninja hacks to like 10x your social proof.
Right.
And I'm known as the Say Yes Queen. So
Yes, you
that's
are.
me. I have the crazy thing is, right, the older we get, the wiser we are, the more skill sets that follow us along. So historically, I have wrapped, oh man, if I could only hold up my other book right now. Historically, I have wrapped imperfect action, which is the whole concept of this book, with my 20 years of corporate sales background to help other people make more money. So I help other people, namely entrepreneurs and small businesses, make more money. And it's depending on, I meet people where they are. It depends on like where they're stuck, what type of business they have. You know, if they're more of like a mini corporate, if they're like a corporation, like under $10 million, or if they're a solopreneur like myself, how I help them. So that's a little bit about me.
That's so cool. Are you using your first book more
I
now that you
am
have your second one? Yeah.
a very wise woman named Eileen Wilder said to me, I was like, oh, about 6 months ago, I was like, oh, I think be a better sales leader is obsolete. She's like, no, it's not. Like, I haven't even read it, she said, and it's not. It's how you leverage it in a different way. And it was like almost in that moment, the permission I didn't know I needed to keep leaning into my sales background. Because for those who you don't know, I lost my six-figure corporate job unexpectedly on Monday, April 17th, 2023 at 10 a.m. And that did not, if anybody here has ever lost a job or their family member has been impacted by mass layoffs, it does not feel good. And that same day, I sought comfort in action. And this is like a hindsight reflection. This is actually how Say Yes and Figure It Out came to be. Because most of us seek comfort in, well, how do you seek comfort? Everything
Well,
that's
I'm an
like PG.
action taker too. So that's actually how I keep it PG. I wasn't going to say that. But yes, I seek comfort in action as well. I actually seek comfort in cleaning my house. When I'm having a hard time, I like deep clean. I'm like
Oh,
full force.
I love it. I love it. You can come clean my house anytime you want. I love to ask this question in like a Zoom setting because you see all the answers come through on the chat. And like people are very much like me, naps, binge eating, binge watching. Okay, maybe that's a little bit of a problem there, but everybody's the same. And there are 100% people who like you, cleaning, walking, meditating. And so I'll never forget texting my now ex-husband, baby daddy, like, I think like 2 minutes, like what, 30 seconds, you know how when you know, I was like, I think I'm losing my job. And sure enough, 10 minutes later, we hung up that Zoom call. And all I just kept saying was like, what am I supposed to do? And the reality was we were just met in a massive, multiple hundreds of thousands of dollars in consumer debt. And I didn't know what to do, but it wasn't to pause, right? Pausing came later. I imperfectly just put one foot in front of the other. I started texting and calling hundreds of people. And in the first day, by 2 p.m., I won my first high ticket client. I was selling sales consulting back to the industry that I had just spent 20 years in. And the first year I was an entrepreneur, I sold sales consulting. But I didn't want to do it anymore in that way because I was getting burnt out. And I was learning, if I ever did it again, I know what I love. Like the coolest thing, as you know, when you're iterating your own offer is you figure out what you like to do. And like the fit you end up taking on a few clients and you realize that's not what I like to do. So
Right. And you know what? Isn't that, can, sorry to interrupt. That is one of, I
yeah.
think, the coolest things is to learn quickly what you don't want to do. I read this article once called The Wrong Road. And this man and his son were like faced with two roads. And this is like not a think about it. This would be a cool thing. This is like for reals. Like they came up and it was like, shoot, do I go this way, this way? We didn't have a lot of gas. We had to make a decision. So they prayed about it and they felt very distinctly to go this one way. So they went and it was a dead end. And they were like so frustrated. So they turned around and they were like, why would we get the answer to go this way? And it was like, had they gone the other way, how long would they have doubted going along that road? But because they got such a fast no, they knew. They knew that way was the wrong way. So sometimes, Kristen, When we do something, we feel like we have to do this thing and we get a no so fast. It is like the biggest blessing, answer, inspiration, activation, whatever your magic word is, that you just know,
Celebration.
you know. Yes, right?
It's a step four of the framework.
Boom.
Oh my, Sarah, are you enjoying? We're in a 5-day challenge right now on Say Yes and Figure It Out. Are you enjoying Stacy's dares and all of the things?
Oh, totally. I totally am.
Wow. So we had an epiphany in this group the other day that so there's a 4-step framework in Say Yes and Figure It Out. It's decide. They decided. They took one step down the path. They
Leaned
leaned in.
in.
They decided to go all the way, right? I mean, and then they got to the dead end and they were like, all the things. But the hindsight reflection was, I can't, like, I get the chills. Like, how long would we have doubted that the other path wasn't faster if that was the first path we chose? So the coolest thing about the 4-step framework is the four, well, all the steps are important for different reasons, but this fourth step is to celebrate. And I'm putting somebody in the hot seat here in about 45 minutes where I'm going to coach them live on their next Say Yes and Figure It Out moment, wherever they're stuck in their business. And the coolest thing is celebrating the no's, celebrating the wrong decision, celebrating the fact that you made a decision, it ended up being not the right decision. Celebrate that. And so many people, they do what?
Oh, they think it's a failure. I'm over. It's the worst. I'm the worst. Everything's the worst. Yeah. Give up.
I spent all this time, all this money, all this effort. They think about the gap, the gap.
Yes.
They think about the
Oh
gap.
my gosh. I was just listening to your live that you did about the gap and the gain. Oh my gosh.
Have you
So
read it yet?
good.
Have you read
Yes.
that book? It's so good.
It is so
I read
good.
all of their books.
Yes, me too.
10x is two. We're talking about
Wow.
Benjamin Hardy and Dan Sullivan. Oh, Who Not How, The Gap and the Gain, and 10x is Easier. Which one of those threes, which one of those three is your favorite?
Hard. I think 10x is, I don't know, gap in the gain. I quote that one all the time. I quote that one all the time because I can see it. One of my favorite things about it was just this analogy of like, when you're trying to get to the end of the rainbow, or if you're trying to get to the horizon, like you're just not ever going to get there and you feel like you've never gone there. But then when you turn around, you look how far you've come. Like that's something, I mean, my whole podcast is Stronger Than You Think. And it's based on look at what you've done. And something that you said, like your first step in the framework of decide, I love that one so much because I believe that we decide when we're a person. We're not very nice to the person who decided, I think. Like, we like to celebrate, look at where I am now. And then we look back and we're like, But really, the person who made that decision, who is so courageous, like, celebrate that. I almost feel like I want you to have a celebrate after everything. Decide, celebrate.
Yes,
Take a step,
yeah, right. Make
celebrate.
it a
Lean in,
two-step
celebrate,
framework.
celebrate, celebrate. Right? Like, just
Oh,
every
yes,
little
decide.
thing. Four
Everything,
part
Sarah,
framework is like
everything.
27. Celebrate, celebrate, celebrate.
You know, this is like so cool when you come up with frameworks that are meant my mentor. No, you don't know. You don't know the Purpose Company, do you? You
I
I
don't.
don't
I've
know you
heard you
from
talk
there.
about them though. Who
So
knows
Brian and
what
Gab,
else? Yeah.
Brian and Gab O'Shea, I was being mentored by them when I hit my first six, like to get from zero to my first six figures. And they're amazing. Yeah, I talk about Gab and Brian in the book because they directly contributed to like Say Yes and Figure It Out. And Gab said to me one day in a group coaching call, you need to just put yourself in a black hole for an hour, a day, like however long it takes, like not that long, but like however long it takes, and figure out why you got named the LFG Queen, because this is my name originally, the LFG Queen, you know that. And I was like, oh, okay. Because, like, this is how we have to look at, we need other people often to tell us what our superhero strengths are. So, I do this activity a lot when I'm in a corporate environment or even speaking on a stage where not only, like, what do I think my top three superhero strengths are, but what do other people think your strengths are? because your zone of genius is so close to you, you can't see how genius and magnetic it actually is. And Gab said, go into a black hole and figure out the steps, however many steps it is, so that you can teach others how to be their own LFG, how to take messy and perfect action, how to say yes and figure it out, right? And I love it because I think with this book, I think the gap and the gain is like so amazing. I didn't even write about it in the book, but I should edit it and add it because it's so good. My favorite book of theirs, though, is 10X is easier than 2X, but maybe for different reasons, you know, not related to the book.
Why
Okay.
is it your favorite then, even if it's not related to the book?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've been talking about Gap and the Gain so much the last couple of days. I'm like, yeah, no, I mean, all the books are so good.
They're so good.
But you know Rian Johnson,
Yeah.
right? Hello, Ryan, are you watching? I've been like psycho texting him. He is ignoring me.
Rude, Ryan, stop it.
We should tag him. Public alert.
Know. Ryan.
He's always telling me, and don't we need other people to like hold up a mirror to us sometimes? Like, it's okay. Like, tap your chest and say, it's okay. He's like,
Totally.
Kristen, you're like everything you did. Not, I'm going to paraphrase. He doesn't actually say this, but like, you constantly live in the gap. Because I pride myself on, I'm a salesperson, on being so hyper competitive. Me and my family, super hyper competitive, right? I'm like competing against everything for every reason and like comparing myself, my behind the scenes to everybody else's highlight reels. And he's the mirror to say, like, no, wait a second, in the gap and the gain. He's the one who recommended that book to me, probably at the Hurricane Mastermind, right? And it was like, are you measuring the gap or the gain? And the whole point, to your point, is to measure the gain. Where were you yesterday? Where were you this morning? And Benjamin Hardy talks about how, and we're like modeling this right now because we decided to come up with a say yes tracker to track your yes moments, even when they're dead ends, right? But the idea is that if you just decide or declare that I'm going to start measuring myself against myself yesterday, last week, last month, last quarter, last season, last year, now all of a sudden, to your point, you can see this whole, I might not be to the pot of gold yet in the rainbow, but now I can see this whole, all of these accomplishments. And I can look at them like positively and joyfully and like with good thoughts instead of, ooh, but I made a bunch of bad decisions or made a bunch of decisions that brought me to a dead end. That's the
Yeah.
point.
Right? That
Oh my gosh.
is the point. It's absolutely the point. So two things I really love. I mean, I love a lot of this stuff, but there's two things that I love. One is that, and I feel like I want to ask you a question about it, but I'm not sure how to ask the question. So I'll just say something that I love, and then maybe we'll figure out a question about it. Is that you make a decision and you follow through, and then you're not afraid to make than a different decision.
Yeah, it's hard. We
So
should talk about that.
tell me about that a little bit.
Gosh, well, you know, this is like most people can't. This is a, I have to, I do want to figure out, is it okay if I practice right now, Sarah?
Yeah, let's go figure it out. Let's practice. You know it's a safe place with me.
And the 1 or 2,000 people watching, no.
Right, the millions of people watching.
Okay. I want to master this story because I feel like there's something here, but I'm too close to it still, so it's hard for me to say. But
Oh.
here's what you know to be true, because this is a very, very real current event. So I am divorced, and for a long time in the breakup and through the divorce, we lived together in this house. And then because I share so much of my life on social media, A, my family doesn't live here. B, we have very young kids, and they always say, my dad especially, it's like how I stay connected to you. And I've always been charmed by that. And C, I spent so much of my life. Oops, are we still together? Can you
Yeah, we're
still?
here. Yep.
I spent so much of my career chasing shiny objects that I was always trying to monetize something on my social media. It just so happens now I basically run my business through my platforms, right? This is how we get the word out with everything. So it's all kind of like it's on purpose that I share everything on social media. And then when I lost my job in 2023, I started getting feedback from people like, oh my gosh, you've like ripped off the corporate veil. And now the person we know behind the scenes at the conference, drinking wine, on a hike, all the Kristen we know is now the Kristen that's showing up. And like they would like compliment me and was like very gentle. Yeah, it was like amazing. Because in corporate, it's true, in corporate, I always felt I had to act a certain way. Not that anybody said I did, but like you represent, like you can't really, you're not supposed to show up with a ball cap on and you know, representing
Or
your
double
company.
eye infection, for example.
I know what a good. So, therefore, I share a lot. So I've received the feedback that the vulnerability and authenticity is not just like appreciated, but like it's so needed. Like people will comment or DM me like, wow, that story you shared, like I didn't know how much I needed to hear that. And it lights a fire in your soul to be like, I should just keep sharing. So that's the background context. So as a result, when I mean, it's not like I'm divorced, I'm divorced, I'm divorced. But like when we got divorced and a year ago, July, August of 2024, I decided to move out. I like started dripping pictures and stories of like my new place. Remember it? It was like beautiful.
Yeah, we
I
had a
love.
podcast there, actually.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Loved it. Super awesome. Everybody at that point then knew I had moved. Like it's all good. The universe's joke is that my children would both be in baseball. I have their pictures right here. They're so cute. They would both be in baseball. And I, you know, even on my off weeks, of course, I'm going to all the practices, going to all the games, like very, so is he. And then the opportunity with 7 months. So I signed a 2-year lease at my apartment. And 7 months later, I'm back in this house already, which meant I had to break my lease. I had to put my in no particular order. I had to break my lease. I had to put my tail between my legs. I had to be comfortable. Like, do I share the story or not? Like, it's kind of moot. I need to do what's, but I need to. People worry about what other people think. Like, that's a
Yeah, they do.
fact.
Actually, I'm curious because you said I had to put my tail between my legs. That's like a shame embarrassment thing. So that's interesting that you said that. Did you
Yeah.
feel that?
Like, I am so conditioned to
Or do you
not
feel
feel.
like you're supposed to feel that?
I think I've been hanging in the right circles for 12 months or longer now that I have two strong opinions, both basically one really strong opinion now. Because I had taken another job in fall of 2023 thinking I needed to do that to close the financial gap and it didn't work out 4 months later. And that was when I declared nobody else's opinions pay my bills. And so really finally, but like I've had a lot of mental health training. The Let Them Theory by Mel Robbins. Like, Mel, please see this. The
Right.
her book is transformational, like for so many things in life. So I've had to let them, let them, let them, let them. Nobody else's opinions pay my bills. Let them, let them, let them. And so when I made this decision, I didn't feel shame or embarrassment, but I want to call it out that I think most people would almost not be willing to even make the decision to move back because they had already made such a public declaration that they had moved.
Yeah, I totally get that. When we moved to, I'm gonna share a little teeny bit of my story really quick in here, and then you can keep sharing yours and like we can make it all pretty. But in so we had moved around a handful of times, not a lot, but we'd moved to different places, and we moved from New Jersey to New York at one point. And we were like, you know what, we're just going to homeschool our kids. This is too many moves. So we did it for 6 months. It was amazing. It was, my husband was without work for those 6 months, which that was not amazing, but he was. And so we went like apple picking at 11 a.m. on a Wednesday, all as a family that we could. And so we did all of these things and we homeschooled and it was wonderful and it was horrible and it was everything. And then right about at the end of 6 months, we all decided that the kids were like, we needed social. Like, it's wonderful being as a family, but we need the social. We need other people. So we enrolled them back in school. And I had made it very public too that we were, I don't think I was on social media, but I made it really public. I was teaching at Lifetime Fitness in Bergen County. And it was telling them we were homeschooling. And they're like, oh, so you quit after 6 months. And I said, well, no, we didn't quit. We decided that this was what was best for our family. And isn't it fascinating that you said a lot of people would think it's like giving up or failing, but a lot of times, well, you quit it after 6 months. And that has been something even to this day. Gosh, this was 8 years ago now. And still people will comment, oh yeah, you quit after 6 months. We didn't quit after 6 months. We made a decision, and 6 months was the correct time frame. So you made a decision, and it turns out 7 months was the correct time frame.
I mean, I'm so glad I moved out because we were able to financially separate since we were still living together. We financially separated. I am a female. I have young kids and I am old. So I am also a micromanager of all of the things. And I needed to not do that in my marriage, let alone with my baby daddy, ex-husband now. And it really just forced. Not being on the property forced me to like not have a voice in what was happening. And you know what happened, Sarah?
What?
My children, as a result of me not being here to micromanage my viewpoint, have such a beautiful, blossomed relationship with his whole family because they live next door. His grand their grandparents, their aunts, all of their aunts, their extended family. And when I'm around, like they like never really wanted to hug people and da 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 da. And like nobody even has to say anything now when grandma, papa, tia, and cousin all sit down at the baseball game yesterday and my 4-year-old sees them unprompted, he goes up and hugs them now. And like they live with them half the time and they live next, we've always lived next door, but their relationship with others got better. And that is measuring the gain, not the gap.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's so Stacy. Oh my gosh, we should do a collaboration of your framework with Say Yes and Figure It Out. You're like, I'm not Stacy. I know. I'm shouting loud enough so Stacy Lauren sees this. Can't you see Sarah, Stacy's framework joining Say Yes and Figure It Out with the gap and the gain?
Oh my gosh, serious.
We just need to like shout about it loud enough so that they decide to
I know, and Benjamin Hardy lives in Orlando. Like
what?
not
Don't knock
far
on
from
his
me.
door.
I gotta figure out how to be like a creepy stalker. I wanna be like, I talk about it all the time in my walkie-talkies. I talk about it all the time in my sessions. I'm always talking about it. And I love the Say Yes and Figure It Out framework because it's what I do. And I love watching people in the Say Yes and Figure It Out like group. And they're like, wait a minute, I do this all the time. Wait a minute, I do this all the time. Wait a minute, I do this all the time. And it's like, take a deep breath, say yes. And then like, oh, okay, let's see. How are we going to do this thing? And it's almost not even in the how. It's the say yes to that like big thing. And then it's the little tiny lean-ins all along the way that make the big difference.
It is, right? It's all of the group is so fun. The group is, in Stacy's words, the group is so activated right now that I mean I'm not too proud to I've never been part of something like this. She's like, "Thank you for finally allowing us to collaborate. Thank you." Like we've been talking about ways to like figure it. I'm like, "You know what I said to her the other day? I'm so glad this book was a originated in 2023, in the fall of 2023, the concept. And then I in became intentional about it in June of 2024. And had a cover designed, a totally different cover designed, and the concepts. And I needed to pause. So chapter 10 is about permission, you know, saying no, like just say
Which is
no.
my other very favorite thing. I love that
And then
part.
11 is permission to pause. And so like I did a huge pause. I just needed a breather. I needed to A, make money. I needed to figure it out. I needed to make sure that like I knew it would be such a big movement and I wanted it to be right, even though done is better than perfect for all. I truly, that's my, I give, I'm pretty sure I give G credit for that in the book. Like he always says, like, indecision is worse than the wrong decision. And so make a decision, even if it's the wrong path, and B, done is better than perfect. Because get stuck in perfectionism and needing all of our I's dotted and our T's crossed and needing to know how the heck we're going to get to Orlando versus just starting to move toward. And I'm so glad I waited to release the book because all of a sudden, when did we record our podcast together?
It was when you were stuck. It was right before you were
What
stuck and
month?
we started talking. It was, I gotta look back and see because you were like, I'm so stuck, I'm so stuck. And we talked and you were like, oh my gosh. And then you lit on fire. I think it was right before. It was so fast after. It was so fun.
I know so many things came together for me, and I realized that my gift of teaching others high ticket offers was, is, I mean, all the work I do now for Eileen's community, my gift is continue, the skill set she taught me is continuing to be honed and refined every single day. It lights my soul on fire. It just so happens that I end up coaching most of the people on how to get unstuck, overcome their imposter syndrome and move the needle 1% in their business to have a huge dramatic shift in revenue. Yesterday, Sarah, somebody I was coaching, she's got, wait, are we still good? I know you're looking, but like, are we still
Yeah.
good?
I have people who are telling me they couldn't get in, so I'm admitting some people. So go ahead.
Oh.
Go
Oh,
ahead.
welcome. We
Yes.
are. Somebody I was coaching yesterday has like $10,000 offers, which is amazing. And she has like sold that a lot of times. And then somebody else had, that same person has sold a few $25,000 offers. But she's like, I'm like, okay, well, like, what's the goal? It's to scale to eight figures in 18 months. It's kind of like the summary of the call. And all of a sudden, in that call, in the first 15 minutes of a 25-minute call, she's like stepping into her $270,000 offer. Like, what is that? Like, right? It's like the right coaching, the right nuance, the right, like, it's not, I never tell people what they should do, could do, whatever. It's leading down them down a path to see what's so obvious because we can't see it ourselves. And that's a perfect leeway because in 15 minutes, we need to have a hard stop. You guys, if you're here, come on camera. We have to have a hard stop because I'm doing a live hot seat coaching session in the group right after this, where I'm going to help somebody like with this gift. And yeah, I just like the say yeah. So tell us, like, when Sarah and I recorded a podcast together, I was super stuck and I was, and by the end of that 45 minutes, I was ready and activated to get the book out. And I knew that now was the time. What month was that?
We gotta look. Let me look.
Oh, I
I'm
thought you
sure I
were
can.
looking.
Hold
See if
on.
we're still
Hold
on Instagram.
on. Let
Oops.
me look. I can find it because I have it in my recordings. Sorry,
Oh, we can.
I was totally excited by your story. I was paying
Yeah.
get up really quick.
Because like right now it's May 21st and the book has been out like 3 weeks
That's so crazy.
and like the official launch is June 1st, right? It is like we're still like ordering books.
Oh wait, what does that even do? So you have an official launch date after.
Isn't that crazy?
That's how it works.
I didn't know Stacy's challenge activated. Like Stacy would say, like, oh, we were going to do something in October, and I'm doing a free Kindle launch, the first 4 days of June, but which was ultimately this, which was originally the strategy. It's the KDP Amazon strategy to get to bestseller. And Stacy and you and all of us participating in the Say Yes and Figure It Out challenge, that actually activated the bestseller status this week, last week.
That's
Like
amazing. February 28th is when we did it.
January. Oh, the day before my birthday. Okay, right. So Sarah and I met February 28th, and the book Stutter started, right, in June of the year before. I reached out to the same designer. She redesigned my book. She's amazing. And I love the back.
I
Some
love
people
it
don't.
too. That's like my favorite. I like that.
I don't know. Guess what? Others people's opinions
Who
don't fit my
cares? No.
love all the opinions. I love all the opinions. But yeah, so February 28th, March 1st of 2025, I got serious about writing the book. And in that whole process, decided I was moving out of my apartment, bought a fifth wheel, moved back in, was off a whole week because of spring break. That spring break week, mid-April, is when the book was with the editor. Because, like, hello, pretty smart still, right?
I remember you telling me that you were like texting me and you're like, oh my gosh, this is going, this is going. And I was like literally February 28th, you were stuck. You were like, I don't, I mean, we could listen. I posted it again, but I was like, you were stuck. And we had like the coolest conversation. All of a sudden you're like, I know what I got to do. I just got to disappear and like write. You're like, oh my gosh, I'm writing so fast now. It was so awesome.
It was so awesome. I'm so grateful for you. Yeah, it was so
I'm
fun.
grateful that you
You're
were
so
willing
sweet.
to join me. So talk about saying yes means saying no. That's my favorite part of this whole thing. And I
Oh.
know, and we'll stop before too, so that you have a minute to catch
Got
your breath and run to the bathroom. But not too
it.
long. So like
So fun
maybe
though. I get so
more
much
minutes.
energy from being here. So thank you. Yeah.
Yay. It's awesome. So tell me about the
Yes, is
saying no. Yes.
yeah. Whoa, tap your chest and say, like, I'm allowed to say no. Not only am I allowed to say no, I need to say
Yes.
no. A huge say no moment to me is like I like to say, like, I can administratively outwork anybody because I innately follow this framework, like every day, every hour, every minute, being a corporate salesperson. How the heck do you get motivated for 20 years to do 100 phone calls a day or what, thousands of emails, like all the things. But you just, like, when I had my second kid, so I'm like, who wants to know, like, really how old I am? It's
How old
like
are you?
I'm 43. I just turned 43. Okay. So I have a 4-year-old and I was charging that corporate ladder. So I have a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old. So I had my kids very late in life. My sister, who's 2 years older than me, has college. The girls are going into their sophomore year of college in the fall. Okay. And then I have a
Yeah.
few other siblings with kids too. But like my oldest sister and me, 2 years apart, and she has college-aged kids and a like 12-year-old, but and I have a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old. So like we're just on totally different ends of that spectrum. Like that's a relatable spectrum. People, you're not old, but like I'm old to have had kids. And I was never empathetic toward working moms because I didn't understand it. Right. And then I was always chasing shiny objects. When I was climbing the corporate ladder, I was trying to be a Beachbody coach for years. I was trying to be in other network marketing. Not, there's nothing wrong with network marketing. I actually learned other skill sets from network marketing. It just, I couldn't make it work. I'm also still a licensed realtor, but I was like pursuing that. I invested in a $20,000 high ticket offer from somebody that I never did anything with. I pursued opening a Walmart drop shipping store and an Amazon drop shipping store simultaneously, and I lost $50,000 trying to do that overnight. My, that is not why we got divorced, but you would think it maybe could have been. Like that is like a fact of like, and that is like, I did a post a long time ago. I should dig it up. Of actually, if you're reflecting on the say yes and figure it out framework, of all of these say yes moments that ended up in a no. But my point is, when I had Jack, my youngest kid, I was and I got promoted to director when I was pregnant, and I came back and they made me a VP. So I had like two back-to-back promotions. I realized I needed to say no. I was in a season. I needed to say no to the nonprofit that I loved serving for my industry, Women in Localization. Shout out to you. I needed to take a step back from that. I realized I needed to let go of Beachbody. I realized that if I let go of everything else that wasn't my corporate job, guess what happened? My corporate job flourished. I made the last year I was employed, I made more money that year than I ever had in corporate sales, leading a team, selling my own accounts, managing. And it was so fun, Sarah, because after work, I wasn't trying to do all of the other things.
Right.
I just let I just let work. I just left. I still worked on vacation. I still checked my emails from the bathroom. I'm still that person, but I just let it be. And that was a huge say no moment for me, which was like letting go of things I loved, things I thought were moving the needle for me. But you just, there's a book called The One Thing. Have you read that book?
I haven't read that one.
Oh, it's
The
so
one
good.
thing.
I actually have a hard, I don't know where any of my books are, but yeah, The One Thing, it's by the guys who made Keller Williams.
Oh, okay.
So like Keller, one of the last author name is
Oh,
Keller
yeah.
Williams. Yeah. Anyway, so good. It's like I read that book and I decided I'm going all in. Single tasking, single focusing is the new multitasking. We used to like, especially in corporate, like badge of honor, working moms, any type of moms, like, oh, I can do everything. I'm the Jane of all trades. But like the more you just focus on one thing, your world will explode. That's the power of saying
Absolutely.
no to all the other things.
Amazing. I love it. I first noticed you doing that. I remember you made a big announcement. You're like, I'm only working 3 days. And I was like, what do you mean you're only working 3 days? How do you do that? How do you do that? I was like, no, you can't. Who cares what I think? But that's how I felt about it. I was like, so worried for you. Isn't that funny? I remember when you did that. I was like, Kristen, you can't do that. Then I was like, what? What are we talking about? Yes, you can. That's amazing.
That's another huge say moment, say no moment. I came back from a conference, the Hurricane Mastermind, with a to-do list, 16 pieces of paper long, with conference withdrawal, like all around all these fun people, and now I'm all by myself. I got up, went for a walk, and I was like, well, what happens if I don't do any of that stuff? And as a girl who loves a to-do list, I can't not do the stuff. I decided I was going to rip up my to-do list. And that same day, I scaled my work hours to 11 to 2 because scope creep is real. And I'm like guilty of it all. Like, I'll take a call here, I'll take a call there. And I still do it. I'm in a different season right now. I just stepped into a different season and it's paying off tremendously. But I still mostly only work. One of my newest clients, who I'm co-hosting a masterclass for, like, after we agreed and to work together, then she was like, I need to do this on a weekend. And I was like, whoa, like what? I'm like canceling the transaction. I'm like, I don't know how we missed this, but like, I don't, it's on a weekend. It just so happened we found a weekend. It's June 1st where I'm able to do it. So I was like, I'll do this for you. I'm happy to do it. So we can all make exceptions. We can all creep into our own like scope, but it is cool to say that I start my days with walk. I play in my garden. I spend most of my day in my imagination. And doing those three things have moved the needle faster in my business than sitting here trying to be like the world's best worker, since I'm the only one who works for myself.
Oh my
Oh,
gosh, thank you for doing this, Kristen. Thank you so much. This has been so fun. And you know, people are gonna what?
so fun.
Yeah. And people are gonna watch this later, and I'll probably see you again in 4 minutes in another group and
Can
online.
I ask you for a say yes moment right now?
Absolutely.
Will you log in 4 minutes and start us off with your story of the two roads?
Yeah, I will. Absolutely.
Gonna do that. If anybody else is in the room, we're gonna do some takeaways, and then we're gonna do a live hot seat coaching.
Yeah, we're gonna go because I think my people who are on are like lurkers, which is cool because they're here. So I'm going to say hi to you guys because I saw you pop in with your faces and I won't even say your names. I'll just say hi to you. And we're happy to have you here. Kristen and I are both happy to have you here. And everybody who's out there, people were saying that the link didn't work. So everything that I announced everywhere didn't work, which is okay. I mean, it's on here. And I may just throw this on my Stronger Than You Think podcast. Would you be cool with that? I'll
I'm
just throw it on
super down
there.
for that. What's your
Okay.
Instagram handle?
Sarah in Oil, I think.
Sarah, what?
Sarah in Oil, but I think it's also five.
Oh, it
S-A-R-A.
is. Oh,
Yeah.
no idea. That's weird. It's asking me to post this. All right. Yes,
It's
I
passed
will see you
away.
there. I'm gonna run to
Okay,
the
we'll see
office.
you in 3 minutes.
Thanks, everyone.
Okay, thanks for
Bye.
doing it. Yay! Have the best day. See ya. Bye.